in general.
Is there a reference to the flowers in the garden of God on the second paragraph?
Yes, because when we say despite them letting being blind that in inside the face stone, dusk, you know what it is. So let them be blind inside the dusk, God will make this garden and flower star whose tongue is complicated, something like that. Yes.
Dusk is the friend we usually
dusk,
say.
Yes. Yes, friend. Dusk.
Their scent to the confusion of the skeptics is going round the world, rending the veil.
Mm-hmm. Means that each flower we're talking about, each scent, each peer, each baba, is like a flower. Okay? This flower gives you the scent of the garden of the friends of the truth, of the friend of heart. And despite all these people going around and denying them and not believing in them, the smell of these holy people is going around unveiling the truth. The truth is unveiled by the smell of these people who are one by one, each of them who are the flower of that garden, and we carry the smell of that garden. And it doesn't matter which one you smell. You remember? He started like that. He said, absolutely, that music is from the beloved, although it comes from the mouth of Muhammad or whoever. Here he will repeat that and say, this is what it is. There is this garden. Each flower carries that one. God will make this garden grow despite all these critics and non-believers. And amazingly, this smell is going around, unveiling the truth here and there. Yes? The skeptics,
from the scent of the rose like a beetle, or like a delicate brain at the noise of the drum.
What was the beetle? Here is one special kind of beetle, Joab. This is the beetle that will go around and will gather the dung, and will put the egg in the dung. We'll carry the dung somewhere and we'll hide it, so the egg will become the worm and we'll eat the dung and we'll come out. Okay? So, this is the worst kind of existence in time of Rumi. Someone who loves and lives with dung. This is the worst, right? Especially when it comes to smell, because that beetle smells like dung, right? We say, we are talking about the smell of the flower, and the skeptics are like that kind of beetle. They're used to the aroma of dung. They don't understand what we're talking about, the perfume. Or there are some nozuk mouths. Nozuk mouths is a very special term. Means tinny. When you break any of these nuts, the edible part should be fat, should be strong, so the nut is worth it of drawing and opening and eating it. If you open a nut, and inside you will find a very tiny, slim, kind of skinny inside, you are cheated, you feel cheated. So that's no good, let's say, nuts. More than that, mouth is the center, the core of
the kernel.
Something.
And there's kernel, K-E-R-N-E-L in English, the kernel.
Yeah, the kernel.
Yeah.
Not that Matza somehow means lightheaded in English, because Matza at the same time is the brain. The core carries the same as this, Matza, the brain. And what is wrong with Nozak Mahat? Lightheaded or something? He is talking about the... First of all, let's say the Dohol. Dohol, you know what Dohol is? The big tambur. The biggest one. The biggest drum. Yeah. That big drum makes a lot of noise, but inside there's nothing. It's only the skin. There is nothing inside. Then they talk about Bangidol, the sound it makes. It's very vibrating, very powerful, but it's made out of emptiness. Now the Mats now is someone who will make something out of nothing. Means being busy with the little stuff. Skeptics are like that. Means that they believe in the skin. They don't look at the inside. He will describe it better. Next one.
Feign themselves to be occupied and absorbed and withdraw their eyes from the flash of lightning.
Means that they are busy with everything but the light we are talking about. They don't believe in enlightenment because they don't believe in light. We believe in light, in enlightenment, because we believe in the light. The light that is doing the good stuff. Permanently, always, is creating that music. We are talking about the garden, which is growing. The skeptics will not understand this. The skeptics are like that because they are busy with the little stuff. They are busy with the surface. First of all, non-believers, they are busy with the superficial information of this universe because they look at the form, not the essence. So they miss the point. The essence is visible. If you change your binoculars, if you change your way of looking at stuff, then you will see the invisible. Let's face it, kindness, is it visible? It's a very delicate, invisible stuff. If you are a realist, skeptic, there is no kindness to you. Because when you talk about love, you say, okay, that's self-desire again. Desire is there, the self is there and all that. See, they are keeping themselves busy with the small detail and they will drown themselves in the superficial information they have about this universe. And the only thing that they don't want to look at is the brightness of this light of enlightenment. The light is here, they don't look at it. Yes?
They withdraw their eyes, but no eye is there.
Means these people, they withdraw their eyes from this light. That's how we call them blind. There is no eye over there. Because we don't mean this eye. We mean that eye. This physical eye, the animals have it. With this physical eye, you could see what the cow sees. We are talking about another kind of light. So, these people who are actually running away from this light, we believe they have no eyes at all. They're blind. Yes?